A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Seeing the crowds, Jesus went up the hill. There he sat down and was joined by his disciples. Then he began to speak. This is what he taught them. How happy are the poor in spirit. Theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Happy the gentle. They shall have the earth for their heritage. Happy those who mourn. They shall be comforted. Happy those who hunger and thirst for what is right. They shall be satisfied. Happy the merciful. They shall have mercy shown them. Happy the pure in heart. They shall see God. Happy the peacemakers. They shall be called sons of God. Happy those who are persecuted in the cause of right. Theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Happy are you when people abuse you and persecute you, speak all kinds of calumny against you on my account. Rejoice and be glad, for your reward will be great in heaven. This, the Gospel of the Lord. We probably all know somebody that we call a saint. I well remember arriving in a new parish, and I had been there a day or so, and an elderly man died. And I just let one or two priests who'd been in the parish before in the past know. And each of them, they all turned and said, that man was a saint. Now, just think it was just because he lived with Mary, who was his wife and would have been 98 yesterday. But every one of them said, that man was a saint. We often say to someone, oh, be an angel and do something for me. We don't mean get some wings and fly around. We mean actually do a nice, you know, do something for me, please. Well, the same thing, it's about saints. We know people that have influenced us, have been part of our lives, who actually were good. Not all the saints were perfect. You only need to read their lives. Or you reflect on the two great, Peter and Paul. Would you want to live with either of them? If you think about it. You know, Peter jumping in with 2 feet. You think you've got everything planned and he's just going off in every direction. Or Paul, I mean, and read some of his letters to tell you what Paul. You know, the saints weren't perfect. But we all know those people that have been for good for us. And led us along the right way. And that is what the saints are. Those that who've tried and for so many ways have achieved that blueprint that Jesus sets before us. Every Christian, as I said at the start, is called to be holy, to be a saint. And when Pope Benedict was in Twickenham last September, and met with all the young people, and he said this to them. It's worth hearing again. I hope that among those of you listening to me today, there are some of the future saints of the 21st century. What God wants for most of each of us is that you should become holy. He loves you so much, more than you can ever begin to imagine, and he wants the very best for you. Just slipping away from what the Pope said, just think of that second reading. Think of the love the Father has lavished on us by letting us be called his children. The Pope went on, and by far the best thing he wants for you is to grow in holiness. But perhaps some of you think that being a saint is not for you. Let me explain. This is the Pope still talking. When we are young, we usually think of people that we look up to, people we admire, people we want to be like. It could be someone we know, could be someone famous, because we live in a celebrity culture, and young people often model themselves or are encouraged to model themselves on figures from the world of sport or entertainment. But the Pope went on, my question is this, what are the qualities you see in others that you would most like to have yourselves? What kind of person would you most like to be? Well, the Pope then went on, I'm not going to do that. Time fails to tell us. But in a way, it gives us the clue that every one of us is called to that. We've known people that we admired that showed us something of the love of God, showed us something about faith, showed us something of what Jesus outlines in that blueprint there, the blessed, the happy. What I, as you've heard me say before, those beautiful attitudes. Because the Pope did go on and said, the blueprint for the kingdom and the key is very simple. True happiness is found only in God. Only He ultimately can satisfy the deepest needs of our hearts. But we need to remember that perfection comes later. One of our priests, Father Malvani, who used for time in Camborne, always used to say, perfection is later. You might get there, but you won't have it yet. Not while you're here. It comes later. But while we're here, we strive along the way. And the only way we can strive along that way is the way I'm forever pointing out to you. It's the way of the cross that's there for us, crossing our own will out and being the poor in spirit and the gentle and those comforting the mourners and thirsting and hungering for what is right and being merciful and meek. All those qualities. And this morning, because the children were here, I was directing them to our window with all the saints in and asking them, well, two things. One is, I said, what did the window do? And of course, what the window does is it sheds colour and light and life into us. And that's what the saints do. They sort of colour our lives for the better. But in order to get there, what was in the way? And they did get there. They realized that the altar and the cross are what you've got to go through in order to get to the sainthood. It's true. It's why we're here. We come to the altar. It's the risen Lord. We can't get to it but going through the Lord on the cross. That's the only way. And so he says in that blueprint, and it may be you'll be persecuted in the cause of right. And you'll be abused and all sorts of things like that because of Jesus. But the saints, those on the window, and the millions more that we remember tonight have achieved it because they walked that way. The saints of every time and place are there to encourage us.